Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Just as we're still standing tonight, we're going to invite God's servant to be a blessing to us tonight. Last time he came, it was a bomb, it was an explosion. And we want to receive the ministry of God's servant, Reverend Steve Akoni. Can you put your hands together? Can you put your hands together and celebrate? Put your hands, celebrate.
I'm happy you're excited. But I'll tell you what I feel tonight. I'm sure you feel you are celebrating me, but really, I'm hearing you being celebrated. Can somebody hold a hallelujah? You know what? You feel yourself now, but I'm feeling your tomorrow. I'll tell you what I feel and what I see. Hear this. Very soon, you will become the major celebrant. They will call you to come and take the center stage, and nothing will end until you show up in the name of Jesus Christ. Does someone believe that tonight? Parties will start without you, but cannot end without you. They will send for you before they close the party, because the party will not be complete without your presence. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? You will do me a favor. You will tell 3-4 people, this is the lowest level you'll ever be in life. This is the lowest level you'll ever be in life. You are going into glory. You are being launched into glory. From glory to glory. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah! Now, I'm serious about what I'm about to say. I'm going to give you a piece of advice. It may look trivial, but hear this. At the end of these 20 days of glory, you must, please help me, you must. You must take a picture of yourself. Because by the next 20 days of glory, your glory will have returned. Hallelujah. 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 You know, there's a man in the Bible called Joseph. When his brothers were with him, they despised him. But after a while, when they saw him, he had become a prime minister. They could not recognize him. You know why? He had gone into glory. God will so transform you. Anyone that saw you in 2023, they will not identify you in 2024. You are changing for your best. I say you are becoming your best version of yourself. God will transform you to the best version of yourself. And when you get that best experience, it shall get better. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you ready for a new dimension? Do you mind if we pray? Lord God of heaven, you are the Father of glory. the God of all grace. Every measure that we need for this moment, we ask, Lord, let heaven pour forth in the name of Jesus Christ. For your sons and your daughters whose heart pant after a better experience of life, Lord, I ask, let there be a deposit of grace in the name of Jesus Christ. For everyone whose life has been forced to slow down, whatever the pedigree and the experience has been, fast track their pace after now in the name of Jesus. We thank you because you are the one who is the glory and the lifter of our head. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And someone joins me to shout your loudest hallelujah for tonight. God bless him. Please take your seat. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pastor Marvis, you are doing such a great work. I appreciate you, man of God. Pastor Regina, I appreciate you. God bless you. The last time we saw, I'm not sure my beard was this white. Praise the Lord. The Lord will honor you, sir. The Lord will honor you, man. Do you mind if I ask you to do one thing with me? Do you mind if you join your hands together? Just join your hands. And so what I heard clearly is that whatever is out of reach, God will bring them within reach. And everyone that will cooperate with you to take you further from where you are. This is a face. There's another face. Everyone that must add value to fast track that new face, God is bringing them in the name of Jesus. He says, he that will come and will not tarry. Everyone that God has sent to you, whatever is holding them back, I release them now and they begin to move in the name of Jesus. Everyone who carries the virtue that you need to increase and intensify your capacity, I see God releasing them in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone he will use to speak forth the dimensions that you have not been able to open up, he will bring them forth in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not call them, God will send them to you. You cannot beg them because God has blessed you already. May the Lord honor his word in your life. I hear the word surprises. May the Lord honor you. Big surprises in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I came with a message tonight, and I'm sure someone at the overflow is listening to this. God is about to launch you to a new level of glory. I said, God is about to launch you to a new level of glory. Before you end this 20 days, something new will show up in the name of Jesus. I feel like releasing a grace upon someone tonight. Hear this. There are times you pray and you wait for a time and a period for the prayer to come to pass. Am I correct? But there are dimensions where the prayers show up with answers before you leave the place of prayer. 1 Kings chapter 18, Elijah was praying and he said to his servant, can you go and check the sky? As heaven opened up, and the servant came back and said, I can see the size of a man's hand. I prophesy to someone here, you will carry a grace after tonight, that before you leave the place of prayer, heaven will open up in the name of Jesus Christ. That before you leave the place of prayer, God will respond in the name of Jesus. When you decree a thing, the word of the Lord says it shall be established. Oh, I declare tonight, whatever has resisted your prayer gives way now in the name of Jesus. For everyone whose pedigree has slowed you down, may the power of the Lord break it in the name of Jesus Christ. Your heaven opens up in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. God bless you. So let me ask you again, are you ready for a new level of glory?
Yes, sir.
Maybe I'd like to introduce, the way the Holy Spirit works with me. Just like you have seen now, by God's grace, I teach. I can take one scripture. I can take one verse of the Bible. I've done that before and teach for the next 6 to 8 months, just one verse. I have that teaching grace, teaching anointing. But I came tonight with a prophetic grace. All I know under grace, under God, is that God sent me to someone here to launch you. That's it. Knowledge will strengthen you. We bring grace to you. Grace and peace be multiplied to you through knowledge, but takes power to launch you. And so tonight, all I came with is a prophetic grace that for all you have heard and all you have known, I will release you under grace to your next level in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 41, Karaka shindala marosi taliba. Reka sandibia maku kalikdik singlik link lurizi. Maraka katete balu satanaba. I hear the word mold. The Lord is remolding destinies. The Lord is putting fresh fire upon altars. The Bible says, every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. And so I stand with you in faith and I speak over this house to the Potter's Transformation Christian Center. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, may God condemn them in the name of Jesus. May God condemn them in the name of Jesus. Anyone that tries to reduce your size will be cut to size. I feel something right now. Do you mind if you rise on your feet with me? There's something I can hear. I may not give you the right references, but let me tell you, the Bible says there's a man in the Bible, Daniel. Have you heard of his name before? Now, he served four kings. But there was a particular king, Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel had gone out of office after Nebuchadnezzar. So they asked him to come back, to come and interpret the handwriting of the wall. Have you heard before? Mene. Has someone heard it before? Now, when Daniel was with Nebuchadnezzar, I don't know where this is coming from, but I can hear something. He was his second ruler. He was prime. But when he came to that next king, the Bible says the king made him the third ruler. But because he reduced the status of Daniel, that night he died. The next thing raised him again to the level where he was. So I prophesy to someone here, everyone that we want to cut down your size and spirit, God takes them out in the name of Jesus. Everyone that wants to resist your ascension and your progress, God cuts them back in the name of Jesus. In 24 hours, as soon as he reduced the status of Daniel, another king that will raise Daniel had to replace him. I prophesy to someone here, every resistance you have known in spirit, may the power of God, may the word of the Lord that is like armor that breaks rocks into pieces, the word that is a sword that clears your path, may God release his force in the realm of the spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone despising you as God is promoting you. Everyone gossiping against you as God is working into you. Everyone working against the grace in your life. I declare the God that removed Belshazzar, we displace them in the name of Jesus. We displace them in the name of Jesus. We displace them in the name of Jesus. I can hear for someone on this side. I can hear. Daniel kept coming back after each king. I prophesy you will be back in the name of Jesus. You will be back in the name of Jesus. You will be back in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that you have lost in status, you are back in full force in the name of Jesus. I pray for someone tonight. Your life will not go out of relevance. You will remain relevant. You will remain relevant. You will remain relevant. I bring a grace to someone here. You will be stronger. You will be stable. You will be stronger. You will be stable. You will be stronger. You will be stable. I say you will be stronger. You will stand on the rock of salvation. Your feet will not slip in the name of Jesus. Every measure of glory you receive, you will retain. Every measure of glory you receive, you will retain. What you receive will not revert. Whatsoever the Lord does shall be forever. No devil will reduce your glory. No devil will reduce your size. No devil will drain your energy. Whatever the Lord does shall be forever. Nothing can be added. Nothing can be taken. This is not the direction I thought I came for tonight. But I'll tell you what I see by the mercy of God. There's someone on this side. I've not made altar call because, I mean, they can take our time. But there's someone here. The word that is in your spirit is trying, is trying, is trying, is trying. And I'd like to prophesy. God sent a man of God to go and prophesy over an altar. And he said, altar, oh altar, you are going to be broken. And so I pray for you wherever you are. Every altar where your name isn't called and mentioned, let the God of heaven, let the God of heaven, let the God of heaven, let him release his hailstone and break those altars in the name of Jesus. Every shrine where your name has been taken to manipulate your glory, to thwart your destiny, let the God of all glory strike with fire in the name of Jesus. There's a woman on this side, what you are battling with is baby. The Bible says, who is it that says, and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Everyone that says you will not have your baby, I condemn their tongues in the name of Jesus. I condemn their tongues in the name of Jesus. The Lord will make you fruitful. You will pass your destiny. Oh, I hear for someone here, I can hear the name Samuel. Samuel, Samuel, Samuel. Karama Kerekas, what is the Lord saying? The Lord is saying, I hear the word replacement. Somebody said me replacement. Hear me, Samuel came at a time when the shoe looked too big for him to fit in. Eli was going out of season. So God raised Samuel. I can hear this. I've never seen it like this before. It will have taken some time for Samuel to evolve from 83, 85 to come to the level where he can become high priest. God did not wait for him to grow up. God gave him grace that grew him up. I pray for someone here. God fast tracks your destiny in the name of Jesus. The voice of Eli in 1 Samuel chapter 2, that voice was already going out. God could not wait any longer. Your destiny will be under pressure for you to make progress. Your destiny will be under pressure for you to make progress. The power to force your progress comes upon you now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Mary, Luke 1:35, Mary asked the angel, how shall these things be, seeing that I do not know a man? Lord, let me say to someone here, your destiny is no longer about process, it has a power in the name of Jesus. The angel answered, the power of the Almighty will come upon you. Oh, you may be going through due process. Power will have you overtake in the name of Jesus. Power will fast track your destiny in the name of Jesus. No man will slow you down. No man will slow you down. No man will slow you down. Power will fast track you. Elijah prayed in 1 Kings chapter 18. The Bible says in verse 46, Elijah was running. Please tell me, Elijah was running. Hear this? 1 Kings 18, 46. The hand of the Lord came upon Elijah and he ran ahead. It's not like Elijah was not running. But I see someone here. You are doing well. You are doing your best. But before God, you need to do better. Whatever you are good at, may grace make you get better at it in the name of Jesus. Where you are making progress already, may God double up your pace in the name of Jesus. May God fast track your pace in the name of Jesus. That great Karabakulia Kasetari Baba. Someone hear this? Why did God need to put that special grace upon Elijah? 1 Kings 18:46. Hear this? Ahab, please help me, Ahab. Ahab was running ahead of Elijah. Ahab was trying to enjoy the grace Elijah prayed for. Rain was coming. There'd be no rain. Do you know who Ahab was? Ahab was the husband of Jezebel. Many people know Jezebel, but they don't know Ahab. You know what that tells you? Ahab was the head of the occultic structure of the country. There is a new season they were to enter into. There had been no rain. Rain was about to start. They were looking at the entrance of Jezreel. Ahab was still ahead. God realized evil cannot be ahead of good. Is someone with me in the house here? So hear this. Yes, this is the word of the Lord to you. What will disturb you will not enter your new season before you in the name of Jesus. Powers that will disturb your destiny. Occultic powers. You know what I'm saying to someone here? Anyone that will deal with you will not make it before you in the name of Jesus. I say anyone that will despise you will not make it before you in the name of Jesus. God saw that Ahab was ahead of Elijah. Evil cannot be ahead of good. Good has to overcome evil. Excuse me. The person working against you should not be your landlord. Is someone here? The person who does not want you to make it should not be the one feeding your family. Ahab was going to enjoy the rain before Elijah. God saw the evil. Elijah was running. But God said, let grace bring an overtaking. And Elijah ran ahead of Ahab into the entrance of Israel. May I prophesy to someone tonight? From tonight, your goodness will always overtake evil in the name of Jesus. Anywhere your pace is slow, may grace fast-track that pace in the name of Jesus. Anyone, I say this authoritatively under God. Anyone that will disturb your future will not get there before you in the name of Jesus. Anyone that will manipulate you will not make it before you in the name of Jesus. May grace come upon your destiny. May God bring new grace upon you. Oh, someone here, everyone who has despised you before, we bow to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. I have a feeling tonight that someone, Holy Spirit, when Joseph told his brothers his dreams, Genesis 37 in verse 5, he said, I have a dream. The moment he said to them, I have another dream, the Bible said they hated him and they were going to kill him. I can sense someone looking at me tonight. Every time you make progress, there's a reaction. When Joseph said, I have a dream in Genesis 37:5, they just hated him. But the moment he came in verse 9 and said, I have another dream, they envied him and they were going to kill him. I pray for you tonight. Every of your progress are nice men. From tonight, there's nothing they will do about it anymore in the name of Jesus. I said there's not, no devil will be able to deal with your destiny anymore in the name of Jesus. And you know what? They decided that they were going to take him out. Why? Joseph said, when I had this second dream, I saw myself and my brothers. I saw that we were stars. A star is a lesser form of sun, of glory. But I saw that their stars were bowing down to mine. You know what he was saying? My glory is shining better than yours. It was that reaction that made them want to kill him. So I prophesy to someone tonight. Whether the devil like it or yes, you will make it in the name of Jesus. I say you will make it in the name of Jesus. You will make it in the name of Jesus. Has anyone ever heard before Romans 8:28? We know that all things work together for good. Have you heard that before? Can I tell you, God worked it out for Joseph. When Joseph kept saying, I see my second dream, Genesis 37:9, my brothers are bowing down to me. They did not want to bow down to him. They wanted him to bow down to them. You know what they did? They sold him as a slave. What they did not know is that in their father's house, they will not bow to him, because he said, even my parents, I saw them, his parents were wondering, but where they sold him to is where people bow down. Pharaoh's palace. Is someone here? What they did not realize was that when they thought that they were going to destroy him, they were cooperating with his destiny. Is somebody feeling me in the house here? All the hatred helped them to push Joseph to where the dream will come to pass, to where the glory will evolve, to where the brothers will come later and bow to him. So I pray every reaction against you will be used to raise you in the name of Jesus. I say every reaction against you, God will use it to raise you in the name of Jesus. Every reaction against you, God will use it to raise you in the name of Jesus. Your blessings will not revert. Do you believe that? I feel like asking you to jump and shout hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. If you can, you can take your seat a moment. Praise the Lord. I feel like someone, you will finish this meeting tonight. Please hear me. Your dreams will change for the better. All of those bad dreams, all of those traumatic dreams, overwhelming dreams, dreams that stress you, from now, God changes those dreams in the name of Jesus. You will dream new dreams. You will dream better dreams. No cow will come after you in your dream. You will see brand new BMW. A man will wake up and you will be bold to toast the sister. Be my wife. Praise the Lord. You will see something better in the name of Jesus. One of the things you should understand, I can hear the Holy Spirit say to someone here. The Bible says, God make us in the likeness and the image of God. Please have the image of God. You know what that tells you? Images matter to the mind. What you see determines what you feel. And what you feel determines the future. Did someone hear that? Jacob, got wealth transferred just by imagination. Someone said, me imagination. In Genesis 31, you know, this is on the spot of the moment. So I'm just saying that the Holy Spirit leads. He was with his boss. He could read that later. And he said, I had a dream. I looked up in my dream. I got an idea. And that idea worked on his mind. And what did he see? He saw that if he placed some sticks with speckles on them before animals, cattle, when they are mating, they would produce after what they saw. So what did Jacob do? God gave him the image. He worked on the image. That imagination was translated into provision. The wealth of his boss Laban flowed to him. Why? God just gave him an idea. So I'm praying for you again. May God give you new dreams in the name of Jesus. May God give you new ideas in the name of Jesus. May it transform your mind in the name of Jesus Christ. And may you make it better than you have done. Can you shout your louder? Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 41. There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in what? In glory. Please help me. Differs. Can you say me? Say differs. Differs is saying glory differentiates us. Even in the realm of the spirit, the sun's brightness and energy and intensity is different from that of the moon. You could call the moon a copycat. Why? The moon only reflects, you know, the energy, the reflection of the sun. That's why the moon comes out at night. Because the sun is somewhere. It's like using a mirror, you know, to just, you know, reflect some light. Then the stars are just minor. They don't make any major difference. But the Bible is saying here, even in that realm of the spirit, there is a differentiation of destiny. That's glory. Glory basically talks to you becoming the best version of yourself. If you want to see what glory is, let a sister know that the brother who still wants to marry is coming to visit you. The way you will make up your room will be different. Am I right? Now, on wedding day, you are not likely to look like you look on Saturday. Am I correct? we look your best.
I saw a 17-year-old mama, she was having a birthday. When they made her up, she looked like a 16-year-old. That is glory. Praise the Lord. Glory speaks to your excellence. What brings you honor, dignity, and respect? What oozes out of you naturally? Please help me, naturally. And that is key. Glory is not fake. The sun does not fake the release of its light and energy. Am I making sense? Glory is not what you have on your face. Glory is the energy, the favor, the aura around you when people look into your face. It's not the makeup. It's what God has made you to be. Is somebody with me in the house here? Glory is who you are on the inside in Christ under God. Now maybe I should explain it this way. If I have foam, if I put it in water, what will come out of it? If I press it, it's water. If I put the same foam after it's dry, if I put it in oil and I scoop it, what will come out of it? Oil. So that is what is inside of you that is released to the atmosphere to explain or to express your radiance. Somebody said, me radiance. Glory speaks to your personal brilliance. When you brighten, when you are, you know, when you are enjoying life by releasing the fullness of your potentials and you are full of energy under grace. That's why the Bible says the glory of the stars and the moon and the sun, they differ. Which means you can translate from one glory to another. May God take you to your next level of glory in the name of Jesus. I say, may God take you to that next level of glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Maybe I'll explain it this way. You know, there's a man in the Bible, his name is David. He became the first king of Israel. But before then, he had a lot of qualifications. But even at that, he was limited in opportunity. Maybe you know his story in 1 Kings, in 1 Samuel rather, chapter 16, verse 18. Maybe I should read that here. 1 Samuel 16, 18. The Bible says, then one of the servants, now maybe I'll give us a background very quickly. I'm taking the time, so I'm trying to run with this. You know, there was a time when David had a lot of qualifications. Nobody paid him for them. One of his qualifications was that he was skillful in playing harp. Who was he playing harp to? Sheep. You know what that tells you? Sometimes you have skills, nobody is ready to pay for them. You sing, people are even browsing while you are singing. You put it on Spotify, only your close friends, you give them free of charge, nobody pays for it. But listen to this. The day the Spirit comes upon your skill, you enter a new level of glory. Praise the Lord. And that is a summary of what I brought tonight. The Spirit of the Lord will translate it to a new level in the name of Jesus Christ. And so for David, he had all this. Let me read that from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 18. Then one of the servants, talking about the servant of Saul, answered and said, look, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing, a mighty man of valor, a man of war, prudent in speech, and a handsome person, and the Lord is with him. Please let me, handsome person. Listen to me, packaging is different from power. Very handsome, but where was he with his good looks? In the bush. The only people that appreciated his good looks were animals. Praise the Lord. May your destiny and talent never be wasted in the name of Jesus Christ. And so the word that the Lord gave me tonight, the prophetic message to someone here, is that the Lord will launch you out in the name of Jesus Christ. I said the Lord will launch you out in the name of Jesus. And when your moment comes, you will not miss that moment of glory. I say you will not miss that moment of glory. So let me quickly get into this. Who needs this new level of glory? Sometimes you need to understand, people look at you and think that you don't qualify. So where men think you don't qualify, may God qualify you in the name of Jesus Christ. The day the prophet Samuel came to the house of Jesse, Jesse brought all his sons, auditioning them before the prophet Samuel. And the prophet Samuel asked the father, Jesse, are these all the young men? 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 11. The man said something that amazes me. He said, there remains one, is the youngest. So because he's the youngest, nobody thought the auditioning for king, he didn't belong among the big boys. That's what they're saying. Anyone that has discounted your destiny, may God honor you before them in the name of Jesus. Oh, I say, may God honor you before them in the name of Jesus Christ. So if in life you have not been invited to the big
big parties where big boys play, big players play. Your business does not qualify. You know why? The business is being discussed as denominated in dollars. When they mention dollars, I have headache because it's almost 1,000 to 1. They don't want you in that club, you know. They feel that your level is not our level. But may God qualify you in the name of Jesus. I say, may God qualify you in the name of Jesus Christ. That's in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11. The moment the father gave a reason, David did not qualify. The prophet Samuel said, we will not see it until it comes. Why am I giving you this story? Because this is the story of how David got elevated to become the number one king who remained relevant in history of Israel till today. That's glory. He came from the backside of the desert. He became a celebrity who never left the center stage of activity. That's why even in the Bible, in Mark chapter 14, 2,000 years, you know, down the lane, we're still calling the name of Jesus. Where is Jesus from? The Bible says it's from the house of Judah, the root of David. Then Bartimaeus was asking, says, son of David, have mercy on me. I pray, may God make your name generational in the name of Jesus. I say, may God make your name generational in the name of Jesus. I summarize this very quickly. I checked the Bible, I was praying today, and the Holy Spirit gave me three phases that David went through before he became celebrated, before he became the best version of himself, before he became the person that never lost a war, before he became a reference point in Israel. Please help me, reference point. You know what I'm saying to you? You will not just have glory. You will not just have a story to tell. You will fulfill destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Men will see your glory. They will celebrate you as you tell your story in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. You know, there are people who post their experiences on Facebook. Nobody comments. I remember there was a guy. I will never forget. He posted, I really don't do too much Facebook. People manage that for me. One of those days, I just stumbled on it. I pitied the guy to the point I was going to call him. I was looking for his number. Posted and he said, happy birthday to me. Then I think the following day, only him liked it. And I was wondering, how come this guy, no friend at all, read your post. To be following, only you had to come and like it. Oh boy, what I do. Praise the Lord. May God give you valuable relationships. I say, may God give you valuable relationships. Now, so the first phase, please tell me three phases. So the first phase, let me summarize this because I'm checking time. It's a phase of selection. Please tell me selection. So that phase is the phase of qualification. The phase where what you have is considered to start you off. The second phase is the phase of adoption. Please tell me adoption. And the last phase, which is the real deal where the physical thing starts, is the phase of projection. Please tell me projection. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 1, the Bible says, now the Lord said to Samuel, now Samuel is a prophet, so the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, saying, I rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite. I have provided myself a king among his sons. A king among his sons. Now, why am I reading this story? Because it was when the prophet Samuel came to the house of Jesse, who is the father of David, that the process that led to David being celebrated, coming into his glory, that's when it started. For David, he really did not have what it took, but God saw that he was the candidate for the season. And so when all the auditioning was going on, like the one I quoted from 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 11, David was not there. So God made sure that through that selection process, he was included. As I speak, I pray for someone here. May you go from exclusion to inclusion in the name of Jesus. Where you have been excluded, may you become included in the name of Jesus. When they compile list of those who favor, may your name be at the top in the name of Jesus. So So that selection process was the entrance point for David to evolve in his destiny. Is somebody feeling me in the house? And now what do you expect when you come to that first phase? What are the things you expect? One of the things you must expect from 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 1. The Lord spoke to Samuel. Samuel was the voice. Samuel was the number one spiritual authority in Israel. Samuel was like pastor, the prophet of Israel. Samuel was God's contact man in Israel. So God makes sure that spiritual authority that controlled the spiritual space will create the space for David. Is somebody feeling me in the house here? Let me tell you how important this is. I really don't have the time. When Samuel heard that, Samuel said something to God in verse 2 of 1 Samuel chapter 16. He said, I go. If Saul hears, Saul is going to kill me. Which means that David was coming to a space where his glory should be destroyed. So God had to raise a spiritual authority that will fight to create space for him so they can have room to evolve. Am I making sense to someone here? So when God selects you, there are people that will want to destroy you, but I prophesy to you, they will not be able to touch you in the name of Jesus. Another thing you must understand is that when you come to peace, one of the things that God does is to keep the secrets of your destiny away from the knowledge of men. When God said to Samuel in 1 Kings chapter 16 verse 1, I am sending you to the house of Jesse. He says there, I have appointed a king. Somebody said me a king. Why did the auditioning take longer? Because even Samuel the prophet, God did not tell him the best. You know why? So that nobody will destroy the destiny. Somebody will do in the house. So anytime God is starting with you, because you can't fight yet, you don't have the audacity, the temerity to confront certain levels of demonic and occultic activities. So God protects you by bringing spiritual authorities around you to make sure that nobody knows what is growing in the nursery before it brings it to the public. And so may I prophesy to someone here. May God create room for you at the top in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, may God create room for you at the top in the name of Jesus. May God send someone to you to help your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, there's something, maybe I'll ask you to pray while you are seated in that 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 11. When the prophet Samuel said, I came here to audition the next man for glory. And when he checked all of them, the first prayer I pray for you tonight is that nobody will take your place in the name of Jesus Christ. When the prophet brought the oil, the father was pushing all the other brothers to take the space. And the prophet Samuel said, no, even though I don't know who God is talking about, I know when I see the person. When you show up in your place, may God make men identify you with favor in the name of Jesus. And so when the prophet asked the father, are these all the... The father almost reluctantly said, well, no, there's one, the youngest one is in the bush and in the sheep. I ask you to pray and wear yourself. And I pray and make a declaration. Somebody send me a declaration. Let me tell you the difference between prayer and declaration. Declaration is senior brother to prayer. Hello, someone here. Thank you. God bless you. You know, Jesus was walking and he saw a fig tree. He didn't pray that may you never bear fruit. He said, let no man eat fruit from you again. Someone heard that story before. He didn't look back. Why? It was with audacity and authority. That's why the Bible says in Job 22 verse 28, you shall decree a thing, it shall be established, light will shine upon your path. If you don't say it, light does not come. Light is what evolves into glory. The father of David was not going to say anything, Jason. The prophet insisted, is everybody here? Then he said, there's one. You know what I'd like you to declare? Everyone that has information on my opportunity, I command them to speak up in my favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you declare that over yourself? Nobody will keep mum. They will not be God. They will not keep quiet.
When they know the opportunity you need to have, it was that information they sent to David. This was how David came into history. This was how David's destiny was changed. The prophet forced the mouth of the father to open up. Can you make that declaration? Whoever has information on my divine opportunities, they are forced to speak up right now. They will speak up on time. Declare it with all of your heart, with groaning in your spirit. Everyone that has information on my opportunity, my next divine opportunity, information on what will bring me into glory, I command you to speak up. I command you never to hold back. You will speak up on time. 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 You will speak up on time in the name of Jesus. You will speak up on time. You will speak up on time. The father of David spoke up late. They kept auditioning many candidates before the prophetic grace brought that. God qualifying you to be part of the process. For the path of the righteous, like a shining light. If you don't get on that path, your progress cannot lead to glory. Proverbs 18. The path of the righteous, like a shining light, shining more and more until the brightest experiences glory. There must be a path where you come into glory. So your selection sets your feet on that path. May you not go astray in life in the name of Jesus. May you not go too far before you realize it's difficult to secure the future in the name of Jesus. The second phase is a phase of adoption. Please help me, adoption. Now, this is what I mean by adoption. Adoption means for David, in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13, Samuel anointed David. And the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord came upon that David from that day what? Forward. So Samuel arose. I want to read that. The Spirit of the Lord came. Please, can you help me skip verse 14 of that first Samuel chapter 16? Verse 14. Can we read verse 14 together? One to go. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a distressing spirit from the Lord troubled him. Please help me exchange. Let me explain what is going on here. Saul was king. What made him king? What retained him as on the throne? God brought it to David, so David can go to the palace and become king. So you know what happens? David became adopted into the lineage of kings. I hope you will get that. There was a transference of spirit. And that's why till tomorrow, you'll always have King David. May God make your name become dignified in the name of Jesus. It was impacted. It was adopted. It was set on the line. From that time on in his lineage, kings continued to reign. It was a day, just like you are today, when the spirit was removed from a king and brought upon him to also become a king. And I pray for someone from today. Let me read this very quickly. Galatians chapter 4 is the scripture the Holy Spirit gave me. Galatians 4, verses 4 to 6. For someone to know, please say with me, my time is now. Oh, don't drop your energy level. My time is now. Galatians 4, chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Verse 5, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying out, what? Crying out what? Crying out what? I want you to see that. I don't have the time to explain it. When the fullness of time came, God adopted. Please help me, adopted. And for the adoption into that lineage and in the path of spirit to walk, God sent the Spirit. So it wasn't just that Samuel came to the house of Jesse and said, God said I should raise a king. He confirmed it by the transference of spirit. That is why today David became a big player. May God make you a big boy and a big girl in the name of Jesus. I know what you should expect at this point. When you come to this dimension, please just understand by the mercy of God, and I pray that for you. Let me explain this. When God said to Samuel, I am sending you to the house of Jesse. I have a king in that house. Please send me a king. As at that time, I'm sure if you know enough of the Bible, you know, there was a king that was reigning. Is that correct? Saul was still king. That's why in verse 2, Samuel was saying, Saul will kill me if he hears. You know what God is saying to someone here? On your behalf, because I have adopted you, I have anointed you, I'm creating your place and your space. The vacancy may not exist. I will create it for you in the name of Jesus Christ. And so may I prophesy, may God begin to push you to vacancies that he has created for you in the name of Jesus. Opportunities that are not published or publicized, may God give you insight and the leading of how to get them in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord will give you trade secrets in the name of Jesus. The Lord will open you up to new opportunities in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Men will share secret information with you. When there's a secret placement on how to make money, God will make sure information gets to you in the name of Jesus. You know, one of the ways to express and exhibit glory is if you are loaded. Praise the Lord. A poor man's wisdom is despised. No matter what you know, if you don't have the resources to broadcast it, men will still despise you. I pray after today, may you feel good about yourself. I say, may you feel good about yourself. You will look into the mirror and you will thank God that he created, you know, a masterpiece in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you realize you are a masterpiece? I believe for someone, the next time I see you, I may not identify you. You know why? God will have glorified you in the name of Jesus. I love the way the psalmist puts it. It says, you are the glory and the lifter of my head. You know what that tells you? God creates the glory, and no matter your size, it lifts you to that glory. Can somebody hold a hallelujah? Now, I'm feeling something. Let me check. Psalm 67 verse 8. What does it say? I'm sure I'm correct. Psalm 67 verse 8. Psalm 67 verse 8. Can you help me check that? The last phase of your glory, how you evolve, is projection. Please help me, projection. Now, for David, the Bible says, for instance, let me tell you how this happened for David. In 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 7, the Bible says, so the women sang as they danced and said, Saul has slain his thousands and David is 10,000. You see, as at this point, David was getting outstanding results. Please help me, outstanding results. Anywhere you walk, may they commend you well in the name of Jesus. Whatever you do, may God add grace to your skill in the name of Jesus. Angels will assist you to produce results. God will magnify your effort into big results in the name of Jesus. Now, if you hear that, we're going to read that. Can you help me check that? Do we see how it? No, Psalm 67 verse 8. Is it there? I need to be very sure. The Psalm is 6, 7, 8. What does it say? 8? Is it 8? 8. 6, 7, 8. What does it say? 67, 8. 8. 8. I could check it. Okay. Okay. Oh, it doesn't get to it. Let me check it. I'm going to check it because it's scripture the Lord gave me. I just remember that scripture. Now you're going to pray because we're projecting. Is somebody blessed in the house here? Yes, listen to me. Help me say to your neighbor, you are too blessed to beg. You are too blessed to beg in life. Now, there's a scripture I'm looking at. I was praying when that scripture shot into my spirit. The psalmist was praying. He said, awake my glory. Has anybody heard that before? Yes, 57. God bless you. Please help me. Awake my glory. save me, awake my glory. You know what that means? Like David, you have been anointed for so long, but where are the manifestations? You have been adopted, you have been selected, you have been qualified, but there has to be signs that it's time for you to reign. There has to be signs that you carry something on the inside. There has to be signs. Grace is not about description. Grace is about manifestation. Am I making sense to someone here? Can you pray and say, Lord, let my glory become awakened. Awake my glory. Do you mind if you pray that standing up or rounding off right now? Awake my glory. Awake my glory. Awake my glory. Every deposit of grace in my life, let them come alive. Every deposit of grace, let them come alive. Lord, whatever deposit you have made inside me, begin to manifest them. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the deep, and God said, let there be. Lord, let the Spirit move over my life. Let there be new experiences. Let there be new breaks in the name of Jesus. New dimensions of favor, new ideas, new opportunities, fresh relationships in the name of Jesus Christ. Parasa Taliba. Oh yes, Lord. Awake my glory. 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 Awake my glory in the name of Jesus. Awake my glory. Parosa Talabababa. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. When you come to the dimension of results, somebody said, "Need results." What others cannot do in a long time, you will do in a short time. I say, what others cannot do in a long time, you do in a short time. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 16. The Bible says, for 40 days, please tell me 40 days. For 40 days, Goliath was blaspheming and harassing Israel, putting people under pressure. But in one day, somebody said, in one day. All the trained soldiers had no answer for Goliath for 40 days. But the day David showed up, because, listen to me, Goliath was not a problem for Israel. It was a package for David. Did you hear that? What others see as a problem is the packaging for your projection. And so I pray, any opportunity you have from now on, let God turn into a moment of glory for you in the name of Jesus. I say God will turn into a moment of glory for you in the name of Jesus. When you come to the dimension that God wants to use your little efforts to project it with big results, you know what happens? Everything you do, God will bring speed to them in the name of Jesus. Hear this, I'll give you an example. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 40. 1 Samuel 17, 40. When David was going to bring down Goliath, the Bible says, Karaba Kushia Taleba. He ran to the bruce around him. Maybe I should read that to us. Then he took his staff in his hand and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook. Please help me, from the brook. You know what from the brook means? You know what they call in the spur of the moment? David did not have the resources that he will use to project him into glory. But where Goliath was making noise, the instrument in his hand, which was his sling, should use smooth stones. Goliath came to, it happened that Goliath was now bragging where the provision for the catapult was already waiting. Is somebody here? All that David did was to go to the, may God make provision for your projection in the name of Jesus. You know what I'm saying to someone here? You don't need to have the money. When the moment comes, the resources will flow in the name of Jesus. The ideas will flow in the name of Jesus. May God bring speed into your life. You know what? David took 5 smooth stones, but David used only one. He planned to repeat effort, but the first effort was the last effort. May you not be repeating efforts in your life in the name of Jesus. May God bring speed into your life. From tonight, the Lord launches into another glory. Do you believe that tonight? Shout hallelujah. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously.
For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.